You fucking loser.
Darius Monocle!
Is that going to be Derek Monocle?
That's Eric Monocle.
You don't even know his name.
I said Eric.
I heard Derek too. I'm like,
I was still gravelly voicing.
Okay.
And myself, Jeff Sheen.
Welcome to Hold My Bread. How much of that will make it into the final edit? Only you will know.
Oh, no. I say leave it all.
Oh, boy, that's a lot.
Leave it all on the table.
Welcome to the pod. Welcome back to another episode. Thank you for listening. We've officially released since we last spoke.
Yeah. Rule number one, don't lose money.
That's the rule here.
Rule number two, always invest emotionally.
Money.
The heart wants.
Hey, you know, if you're feeling down, invest some money.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. If you're feeling down.
If it's going to make you feel better.
It's down.
Exactly.
Yep.
No you downs. Gotta buy low, sell high.
Only ups here.
Second rule.
That was already the second rule.
Money.
The second rule is money.
I love money.
It's almost my favorite time of the year. Earnings season. Everyone's
earnings
got a report.
Season.
Get your reports out. Everybody show me your dicks.
Ding, 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 ding.
Let me see how much money you're making.
Holidays.
That's right. The
earnings
holidays.
Season.
We get to see these quarterly reports. I'm ready to see my numbers jump up. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, let me see you touch the sky.
Oh, yeah, and then just crank over and over and over.
Yeah.
And then we're going to buy a boat.
You got to buy a boat.
After earnings season,
in
that's
New York
when
City.
I buy my boat.
I'm going to live on it.
Yeah, you say earnings season,
He's
I say
gonna
boat,
buy a boat
day.
You buy a boat, I'm going to live on it, I'll pay you rent.
Yeah. A car in New York City is impractical, but a boat?
Yeah.
A boat makes some sense.
Yeah, I'm going to be boating around town.
It's easy to parallel park a boat.
Yeah.
I can parallel park a boat.
Yeah, I can't barely park a car. Yeah,
I'll park a boat up. Right.
Yep. This guy loves a boat.
I'm drunk as hell.
Woo, invest in boats.
Yeah.
Because I'm buying.
Boat stocks. Well, you know, boats have their ups and downs. All right. Okay. Speaking of ups and downs, that synthetic biologic, we talked about them on the last couple of podcasts, I believe.
Little penny stock.
A little bit of penny stock. Put a little bit of quiche in there. I'm up for the day.
How's that quiche looking? Is it ready to pull out of the oven, or are you going to leave that in to
cook? No, we got to leave that quiche in there a little more. Make me some more quiche.
It's rising, though.
Exactly. It is rising. It started low, and it's getting a little higher, but I didn't realize this.
Love it when it starts a little low, and it gets a little higher.
Get a little low, get a little high.
It's a grower, not a shower.
It is a grower.
Exactly. Hey, but I didn't know this when I invested, because, you know, on this pod, we invest emotionally. We don't really do all the research. That's one thing I can guarantee you.
Oh, we do no research.
No, I got a guy.
I do some research. Yeah, you got a door guy.
I almost
at a bar.
Invited him when we were there on Sunday.
Oh, the guy that works the door at Beauty Bar.
Yeah, he's my stat guy.
Yeah, your financier or whatever.
He was trying to explain dividends to me. I just nodded.
Well, Synthetic Biologic, they're working on a drug, Syn-10, which is intended to reduce the impact of methane-producing organisms in the gut microbiome to treat an underlying cause of IBS. I'm invested in a company that's going to fix your shits, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I invest in what I believe in. I don't personally have IBS, but, you know, it affects a lot of people. I'm here to fix your...
It affects my nose.
I'm here to... Yeah, and it affects
smelling
me.
Smelling them farts.
So, Stephen H. Kanzer is the founded in 2001. He's got the headquarters in Rockville, Maryland.
Oh, he's a Maryland guy, huh?
Yeah, Maryland man. So
yeah, you want to be a Maryland guy.
And he's passionate about your shits. So that's the they're going up. That's the penny stock. I was just excited to tell you guys what I've invested in. I'm involved in Tesla. I've got some shoes, and I've also got IBS medicine. So.
Oh, you want to see this? I pulled this up. You want to know some big earners?
Yeah, hit me with your earners.
These aren't my earners. Oh, I just looked it up. But since it's earnings season.
Yeah, earnings season. Report.
Companies expected to beat earnings in the next 7 days. So these are going to go up.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I believe.
Hopefully it's something I own. Is it anything I own? Probably not.
This should make sense.
Earnings generally mean up. Yes.
Earnings going up. Stocks should go up.
Stocks
so
go up when
I
earnings
think
are
if
released,
you invest in these companies.
If they're good.
You should make a little bit of cheddar.
Yeah, prepare for this.
A little bit of cheese.
A little bit
so these are your recommendations for the week?
I mean, these are on CNBC.com. Heard of it?
Look it up, dumbass.
But, yo, we got Bank of America. You can't go wrong, Bank of America. They've been around, you know, as long as we have. I mean, when I was bored, I remember hearing about Bank of America. It's been around longer than me.
Your first words were Bank of America.
Yeah, and I've been around for a while, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been around, it's older than me. So I don't see that dying before me.
It's true. Definitely not.
Things older than me shouldn't die before me.
So Bank of America, you feel like they're going to be a good investment? Their quarterly earnings are going to be good?
They say they're gonna come out with some gains this week.
Mm,
then we got Canadian Pacific.
You know how we
don't
feel about
know
gains.
What that is?
That sounds like a train.
Canadian Pacific?
They sound like a locomotive.
I don't know. Somebody look up Canadian Pacific.
Yeah, and while we're doing that, can I just go back and revisit something that I thought that I heard you say?
What?
Did you say things that are older than you should not die before you?
Yeah.
Okay.
My parents are going to bury me.
Canadian Pacific?
Oh, God. You know how they say the worst thing a parent can do is to bury their child? I bet your parents don't feel that way. I bet they're kind of like, ooh, it's
Canadian
not that bad.
Pacific,
maybe dance down my grave.
Canadian Pacific is a railway company, it looks
no
like.
No way. Yeah. Look at you. You called it.
It says Canadian Pacific Railway Limited is their name.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you know what after this week? They'll be unlimited. Because earnings are coming up.
Oh, boy. Notable earnings after Wednesday's close. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, isn't that right? I nailed it. See, I'm good at this stock stuff.
All right, what about this one? Let's see if you can figure this one out.
All right.
Citigroup.
What? That sounds like a bank.
Sounds like a bank that's older than you.
Yeah. But another bank.
Another bank. Who would have thought banks keep making money?
Wait, is Citigroup older than me?
Probably. It's probably not as old as Bank of America.
No, I feel like Citigroup was like a combination of two banks that merged in the 90s.
George Washington banked with Bank of America. Did you know that?
No.
He might have.
That does sound like some shitty advice that we could give. One, always invest in companies that are older than you.
Yeah.
You anything that's new and up and coming, you don't want to get in on that?
No.
You know what you want?
An old company.
I think we call that, that might be rule number three.
Yeah.
Only invest in places that your grandparents worked.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because they have been around. They have, you know, so buy coal.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going nowhere.
Railroads. We always going to need trains. Trains are the future.
Yep, trains.
Probably not.
Coal. child labor. You know, stand around for the test of time. So, yeah, we got that. You know, we got another one. So, do Citigroup.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to do Citigroup.
Are they a bank?
That's another bank, yeah. Oh, it's a classic bank.
Classic bank.
I don't think I feel like they're an 80s bank, to be honest. That's
yeah. That's where OJ banked.
What?
All right, just keep going. Don't focus on that.
Talk about the juice?
Yeah,
the juice banked at Citigroup?
We all know the juice is loose, and the juice is back at Citibank. Yeah. Right? Shares are up.
Yeah, Citigroup's like, the juice is free.
Exactly.
Skyrocket.
I thought you just said, are you talking about the Jews? And my first thought was like, sooner or later, he was going to get there. Sooner or later, that's what this podcast is just going to devolve into.
I mean,
so let's just lean into it.
Welcome to InfoWars 2.
Did you know the Jews run a lot of the banks? I did not know that. Welcome to the podcast where we discuss it.
I think OJ should take a bank.
OJ.
I'm sick of the Jews.
Orenthal Jews Simpson.
Running the bank. Terrible.
Oh, boy.
Then we got Domino's Pizza. Apparently they're on the up and up.
They've been. I was talking about them a couple episodes back. I wish I'd invested in them earlier. They're like the biggest pizza chain in the game right now.
Domino's back.
Yeah, but their stocks are expensive. I think it's like 100 something for one.
Yeah, they're back, baby.
That's a lot for pizza.
Because they've been redesigning all their little Domino's huts, whatever you call them.
Yeah, the Domino's huts.
And they look nice.
Yeah, but I thought that the trend was people are eating healthier. So I would assume places like Domino's and fast food restaurants would be failing.
I mean,
I think some places are.
Yeah, over here, go to the middle of the sweet America.
I think pizza, though.
Those people ain't eating healthy.
But, you know, more people are doing like HelloFresh and Blue Apron and stuff like that.
Not people like me. I had McDonald's earlier.
It's true.
We all ate Wendy's.
And we just ate Wendy's.
You know, there's Wendy's bags in the room.
I said people, not me.
I can confirm.
As we're all half formaldehyde.
Yeah, my stomach's very upset. I literally ate 10 chicken nuggets in like 3 minutes. I just...
Yeah? Yeah. And you're going to poop out 4 of them in 2.
I'm going to use my IBS medicine that I got from my stocks to help me shit.
All right, well, Domino's is on the up and up. So apparently people are still enjoying pizza.
Domino's is... Pizza will always be good.
Domino's has actually dropped.
It says,
what is this?
This says in the next 7 days.
So you got to give it 7 days.
So they dropped, so you better buy now.
It is an expensive stock. It's $209.24.
Yeah, that's a lot for pizza.
$209?
Yeah.
I think
for pizza?
I'd be curious to see what it was a couple weeks ago, because I feel like when we first recorded, we mentioned them. I think it was a little lower. They might have gone.
It was up last week. It was up 3.86%. It was $209.24. Wait, how does that make sense? That's the exact same price as it is right now. And it says last week it was up.
Yeah, your numbers appear to be off over there, E. E for electronic number guy.
Got him.
You a calculator.
Yeah, you got burned.
Over the past 5 years, though, it has grown up from 173.29 to now 209.24.
They're at 173? Wow, Domino's.
Yeah. That's 5 years ago, up to 209 right now.
Yeah.
When Domino's open? Early 80s?
I believe it's older than you.
If they're older than
it
me.
It is older than you. You know the guy that started Domino's, like, is like in, he's like crazy? He lives on like an island now, and he sold Domino's.
Yeah,
he's like a crazy
Lord Domino.
He bought Domino's from like another company or like a small. It was like a small thing, and he bought the recipe and turned it into Domino's.
Really, and then just knocked it down, and like that, they just took over the country.
Do you think Domino's is the most expensive stock when it comes to pizza?
Maybe.
I would assume so.
Them or Papa John's?
Papa John's, I just looked up. $71.59.
Wow.
Yeah, Papa John's ain't at 200. Pizza,
I didn't think it was,
maybe.
No, pizza's fucking no. Pizza's worse than
We
than
got
Papa
Wing
John's.
Street.
Don't even get me started on Wing Street.
Oh, boy. This guy had one bad experience at Wing Street.
Yeah. God. I got robbed on Wing Street.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, I got mugged.
You got mugged on Wing Street.
Yeah, they opened my wallet. They took out my quiche.
Jeez, they beat up his dog.
Yeah, they kicked my dog.
I'm never going back to Wing Street.
Yeah. I'll be goddamned if I'm going to Wing Street ever again.
Murderers Row over there at Wing Street.
All right, so what are your other recommendations?
Yeah,
or the things
more?
That are going to go in the next week, yeah.
The other companies they give, we got Harley-Davidson, Vroom Vroom.
Vroom Vroom, they say.
Yeah, Vroom Vroom. That's what they say.
How can I get a Vroom Vroom?
Yeah, their meetings. Harley's looking good. What do we say? Vroom Vroom.
Am I right?
All the CEOs.
People in the back.
Yeah, they all have leather vests on. I mean, how can you wear a suit in the boardroom when you're Harley Davidson?
They all have t-shirts that say, if you can read this, the bitch fell off. The profits fell off.
Nothing but handlebar mustaches.
Exactly.
I mean, this CEO has to have a handlebar. You can't. Will you look up what the picture of the CEO of Harley Davidson looks like?
Yeah, I do want to see
Yeah,
this.
I want him to be a fat, bald man with a handlebar mustache.
I hope it's a woman. That would be great.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's just going to be this little wiener guy.
Wiener!
He's going to look like me.
Some rich wiener.
Yeah, it's most definitely someone that just rides a Vespa in New York, I'm sure.
It's going to look like me, clean shaven.
It's just going to be a guy riding a motorcycle. No, those are dangerous. I don't do that. You look that up, and we'll talk about... I saw a thing, Oprah. I was talking about Oprah a little bit before. Oprah hasn't been to a bank since 1988, which, I don't know, I mean...
1988?
That's what she said.
I'm
she
older
said,
than that.
She said, 1988, I haven't been to a bank. Went to a bank recently, deposited a $2 million check.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So wait, she hasn't been to a bank?
That's what she said.
So what's she doing with all that money?
She has someone handle it for her.
Yeah, she's got a handler. She said she didn't even know her PIN number.
Oh, you mean, somebody... Oh, I thought she was just like had it all in her mattress.
No, imagine...
Yeah, no, rich people generally have people to manage their money.
Yeah.
She's just sitting on a mattress with $8 billion.
She's worth like $1.3 billion.
She's worth $1.3 billion?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Man, Oprah.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Did you just invest in Oprah?
She could be CEO of the week.
Just talk showed her way up to billions.
God, I mean, she started on like radio, like on local TV, and she was like, I'm going to be the best at this shit. And they were like, we'll see. And we did.
Yeah.
And here we are.
We did see.
We did see.
And now she went to a bank for some reason.
Yeah. She just wanted to. And the thing I said, she was just like, I just haven't been in a while and I wanted to do it.
Ugh, I don't know.
Yeah. Cool. Great.
Yeah. What fun news.
Yeah. How some of
Oprah went to the bank today. Nobody. I go to the bank all the time. Nobody cares.
That's
I'll
true.
Deposit. I'm here. I think there's no Jeff Sheen put in $73 at the bank today.
Matt withdrew his account today. Nobody gives a shit. That is true, though. Can you imagine being so famous and so wealthy that going to the bank,
makes the news.
Yeah, exactly.
My goodness.
Well, hey, look, I've just spread the news.
What
so.
A life. Anyways,
you find this CEO?
You still looking at picks?
Okay. Well, hit me with another one of your things.
JP Morgan Chase.
They're going up?
Yep, they're on the list of going up. A lot of banks.
Real estate.
Sounds like banks are heading up.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like money's making money.
Big year for money.
Yep, money's making more money. Because after that, we got Morgan Stanley. And then, here we got three non-banks coming up. Three non-banks. You ready?
All right, I'm ready. Hit me with it.
First one, streaming service. What do you think?
Hulu.
Netflix.
Netflix.
Boom.
Netflix. Poised to make some gains.
Finally.
And then we got insurance. Flo is going to be telling you, invest in Progressive.
Oh, is Flo here? I thought that was her.
We need to get Flo on this podcast. She could tell us about how progressive numbers are looking. And then, this is a weird one. You ready for this weird one?
I'm ready.
Sonic.
What are they? Oh, like
the restaurant?
The toothbrush?
Sonic. Yeah, Sonic the food restaurant with the you know, the weird food items that you never really get. They were like, we got chili corn dogs. Like,
they're poised to make a big gains.
Looks like Sonic is up to make some gains.
Hmm. All right, Domino's and Sonic.
Yeah, so there goes your healthy food.
And Harley. Those are all probably very expensive stocks, though. Like, I mean, there's not going to be a stock in that group that's lower than $100.
No, I bet Sonic.
I bet Sonic is under 100.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'll say maybe you're right. Maybe 78. I'll say 78.
Sonic Corp. They're at $24.
Wow. All right. Good for them.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, in the news, I mean, Sonic details a payment card breach. Ooh, that's no good.
In fact, Harley Davidson, $46.65.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's very cheap. Those are affordable stocks.
That's true.
Those are affordable, and the bikes are themselves rather nice.
Yeah. The bikes aren't on trial here.
Well, I mean, if they're making a good product, people are buying, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Harleys are on the up and up.
Well, here's...
Out of the two, I'd say Sonic and Harley. I mean, I don't like banks.
And I feel like Sonics and Harleys go well together.
Yeah, you take your bike to Sonic.
Yeah, you take it right in there.
Two milkshakes.
I'll get a cheeseburger.
Sir, can you turn it off? Sir, can you turn that off? Please.
You got to turn off into Sonic.
Sir, can you please turn it off? I can't hear... You're disturbing the other...
I'll take a burger and a chili dog.
Sir, you're getting it everywhere. Your bike is vibrating. I'm going to have to ask you to... I have to ask you to leave. Leave.
Just everybody's like, oh, look at that guy. That guy is just a couple of good stocks. That guy's like, soup, good stock.
Well, so what is this coming? This is coming out next week, so we're still in Halloween mode. Halloween, October. Any spooky stocks, huh?
Oh, yeah. If you could buy in a
spooky stocks.
Halloween USAs.
How do I invest in Halloween costumes?
Yeah. Is that company, Halloween USA?
I don't know.
That just fills up all the old Circuit Cities for
What's Party City doing?
I was going to say Party City would be a good one to probably get in on maybe a few months ago before
Or Goodwill. Some people get their Halloween costumes at Goodwill.
I don't think you can invest in Goodwill.
Ooh. Party City's actually going down, $12.85.
People are making their own costumes these days.
Party City? Well, isn't Party City just like cups and hats?
Well, it sounds like the party's
over. It's all sort of decorations for Christmas and Halloween birthdays.
Christmas, they have Christmas stuff.
I'm looking for like a costume store.
But they are, Halloween is like their biggest season.
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, I guarantee.
Yeah, see, you didn't even know. You just said that with confidence like
no,
you knew.
No, I guarantee, because I was a child, we used to go to Party City, look at costumes, and Halloween, it's like, wall-to-wall
you went to
costume.
Party City?
Yeah, we had a little bit of money. I'm not like you. Got your costumes at Goodwill and Aldi.
No, I went to like nice Halloween stores.
Oh, what's a nice Halloween store?
Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein Halloween version.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know they made those.
Yeah, they do. It opens up at certain nice malls.
Oh, okay. What did he sell? What costume did you buy?
It's all Calvin Klein, but it's
Calvin Klein what?
Costumes. Werewolf costume. A designer werewolf costume.
A designer werewolf? God damn it. You were right. You did make more money than me.
You know, I was looking up some like just very cheap stocks that you could get in on. And speaking of places you can go, I think JCPenney sells Halloween costumes, right? Are there any more JCPenney's even open?
Oh God, I wouldn't invest in JCPenney. I can't believe there's how many
$3.47 you can buy a stock of JCPenney.
Wait, JCPenney
there's
a penny stock?
There's probably $3.
Now granted, over the last 5 years it's gone down almost 87%.
Yeah, pennies on the out, dude.
Yeah, are you kidding? How many? It's what, $3?
$3.47.
That's probably the number of JCPenney that exists.
Yeah, I wouldn't do pennies.
Yeah, there's no.
I'd do Marshalls.
Or TJ Maxx.
You think TJ Maxx is on the up?
I think TJ Maxx is on the up.
No.
I've been hearing a lot of people talk about TJ Maxx.
Who? Martin at one time?
Martin got a jacket there.
Shout out to Martin Urbano.
Shout out to Martin. Shout out specifically to his Sean John jacket he got from TJ Maxx. But I've heard he was talking about it. My mom, my sister, my ex-girlfriend, everybody's.
But TJ Maxx and Marshalls, are they owned by they're owned by the same company, right?
I don't know, but I feel like TJ Maxx is good. They got quality stuff, pretty affordable. I got these shorts there, Nike designer shorts. They're nice.
Yeah. TJ Maxx is they're at $72.
Yeah, that seems
per assure.
I know brick and mortar is very scary, but I feel like TJ Maxx is good.
What? Oh, brick and mortar.
Yeah, brick and mortar is like a.
I thought you said Rick and Morty for some reason.
Yeah.
Speaking of McDonald's Szechuan sauce,
sold out. Don't get me started. No, I'm just kidding. Who cares?
TJ Maxx and Marshalls are owned by the same company, TGX Companies.
Mm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know much about Marshalls.
Man, Mickey D's $1.63.
Here's another very cheap one that I was looking up. Have you ever eaten at Famous Dave's? It's a fried chicken place.
I don't think so.
Have I eaten at Famous Dave's?
I don't think I have.
I've probably eaten at Famous Dave's, not the Famous Dave's.
$3.70.
For a Famous Dave's?
For Famous Dave's.
Mm. I don't know. I think I'd rather get in on Sonic.
Hmm.
Yeah. They got those tasty drinks.
I think I'm going to buy more AMD. I feel like I've read a few things that say AMD is going to pop at the end of the month. I think I'm going to buy some AMD tomorrow.
Already got it. Yeah, I'm sitting on some of that, baby.
I got a little bit of it. I don't have as much as I'd like.
I'm waiting
know?
For a little pop.
Give me that pop.
Then little pop.
Little pop. Pump it up.
I did and then I got that one random one. What I do over here. Shut up.
Facebook stock, I think, is going to go up a little bit. They've announced like a new cord-free Oculus VR. I tried to invest in VR when I first started getting involved in stocks, but I couldn't find a lot of virtual reality stocks. So if anybody has any suggestions on VR stocks, email the show.
VR stocks?
Yeah. Because I feel like Facebook's got VR, but like Oculus, I wanted to invest in the Oculus, and I couldn't figure out how to do it.
The Oculus Rift.
Oculus Rift. Oculus Rift. That's what we do on this podcast.
Yeah,
you
riff.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when I had some random Walmart went up, yeah, my Walmarts are going up a little bit. I think those suckers got to rise.
How much is Kroger stock?
I don't know. Check
Kroger,
it out.
I heard Kroger might be selling all their...
Kroger's got to be going down.
It's a shame, too. I like Kroger. I grew up with Kroger.
Kroger's fine.
It's a Kroger man.
Oh, you want to know something a little gross about the Walmart thing? Earthquake-related purchases lift Walmart Mexico sales.
Oh.
So that got you a little excited.
Yeah. Making some of that earthquake
because
money.
The two things you enjoy more than anything are human suffering and money. So
I had Walmart already. That was an accident. I didn't dive in as soon as I saw the news.
Whoa, I gotta...
Holy smokes.
I was going to say something. I can't remember what it was now.
Yeah.
Something about what you were just talking about. Oh, I learned, I think I may have learned, somebody told me, friend of the show, somebody, a listener, talked to me, and they said that sometimes I've been waiting on this Finish Line thing to go through. About this Finish Line stock, I'm waiting for them to be bought out, so because I'm thinking I'm going to make some money. And my buddy was like, he's like, just because somebody buys out, a bigger company buying a smaller company doesn't make the smaller company worth more all the time. Sometimes it makes it go down. So just something to keep in mind.
Yeah, especially I guess if the big company is going to come in and they're just buying them to get rid of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Which hadn't occurred to me, and then he said it, and I was like, yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. A lot of times big companies don't buy up smaller companies and be like, hey, buddy, we're gonna build you up. No, they're going to crush you.
But some places, like, sometimes they do that, though, like, so it can, like to absorb a bigger...
So your stock can just disappear?
No, I don't think it can disappear, but I think it will go down. Like, you're not guaranteed to make money off of a buyout, I guess, is what he told me.
Oh, which but, is, like, you usually do.
I mean, it goes either way, I think.
Like a 50-50 split or sometimes like a 60-40?
I don't know. Like I said, if you're listeners, email in holdmybread@gmail.com. We've got the Twitter and the Instagram, holdmybread, all that. Let us know. As you can see, we're learning. We're figuring this out as we go. So, but we're all about making money. We got some rules laid down.
Yeah, I mean, we're learning how to grow our portfolios. Mm-hmm.
Exactly,
you know.
Exactly.
Backus, you have any suggestions for this week? I just picked some cheap ass stocks, JCPenney and Famous Dave's. They're both shit, but you know, if you just want to buy really like cheap stocks, that's something.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think AMD I've been saying AMD for a while. I know we just said AMD, I think it'll be good at the end of the month. This synthetic biologics, you know, help the people with the IBS. I've been looking at a couple other ones too. Kinross Gold. I'm a big gold guy. My gold. I feel like very confident in gold. Kinross Gold announced they're going to, this is a big thing I read, they're going to open up like a new mine for gold, which is good, but it's going to cost them like something, some crazy amount of money, like $500 million to open up this new gold mine. So,
yeah, what makes Kenro's gold such good gold?
Well, I don't know, but it's the it's like $5 a share, which is cheaper than the gold I have now, but I don't know.
Just also, I kind of hope it's just like Kenro, like just a guy named Kenro, and it's his gold place. It's just a very mom and pop shop that he's got his own little gold mine in the backyard.
I found one big nugget, and you know, here I am.
Now I'm a public trading company.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they're gold. I would look at that.
You like gold?
Yeah. Inatech Pharmaceuticals. Check them out. They look like they're going to be have
what,
some
pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, I'm trying to diversify. I got the tech. I got a pair of shoes. Ooh. You know, I got some pharmaceuticals. I'm trying to.
I mean, we got some. I mean, you know, like Trump. He said they're going to start undercutting Obamacare by relaxing insurance rules.
Mm.
So insurance companies are going to probably like go up because they're like going to be rule free.
Yeah, mom and dad are gone. No rules.
Yeah, no rules. Yeah, mom and dad are gone.
Like the Outback Steakhouse.
Yep, let's see. Like Warren Buffett decided not to do a second wager against hedge funds, citing his age.
How old is Warren
Buffett?
He's
probably older than a lot of these hedge funds.
You know what? I bet he's older than you.
I bet he's older than you. I'd like to invest in Warren Buffett.
Yeah? I mean, he's older than me, but he doesn't want some of these, so he's getting too old. He might be done.
Doesn't he have a bunch of rules for investing?
Oh, yeah. Number one, don't lose money.
That's a good rule.
Yep.
I tried, how old is Warren? And it auto-corrected to Warren Beatty.
Oh,
Warren Beatty is 80 years old, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, how about the Buff man?
I'm looking up the Buffett. Buffett, take a guess. You want to guess? Let's guess.
84.
I was going to say 86.
Lock in your answers, boys.
I want 86.
Jeff Sheen, he's 87.
He's 87?
He's born August 30th, 1930. God damn.
1930.
Ooh, back to the 30s. Can you imagine the stock market in the 30s?
Man.
They've just crashed.
Look at that. Old Warren B.
Oh, yes.
Shout out to Warren Buffett, CEO of the week.
No, he's not CEO of the week. Oprah is CEO of the week.
Oh, Oprah's CEO of the week?
I think Oprah's CEO of the week.
All right, she did have that check to the bank story.
Yeah, you had that, you had that sick bank story.
Yep.
Oprah, I think she's worth 1.3.
Oprah drives to the bank today.
What did she do? She just made a deposit.
Look,
she's the first female CEO of the week, and she did something very hard. She went to the bank, all right? She's very successful.
Ooh, look at that. Kramer, you know, Mad Money's Jim Cramer.
Jim Cramer, yeah.
Yeah, friend of the show.
Friend of the show, yeah.
Amazon's number one rival Walmart isn't done going higher.
No, they're not.
So
it's going to be Amazon and Walmart to the end.
Yeah, well, yeah, like I said, yeah, we talked about
that.
Yeah,
they're just going to be the two companies left in the world.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And then there'll be like one, like Facebook and Amazon. Those will be it. There'll be four companies.
Yeah,
sure.
All this finance news. You want to know? That's gross. Just one of the news articles. Steve Bannon profited from ties to Harvey Weinstein.
profited? How did he profit?
Yeah, how did he
probably invested in his terrible things. What an evil title. That's just evil. Evil works with evil.
Yeah, ooh, spooky Halloween.
I did see an article that Donna Karen, who kind of came out and said some pretty shitty things. She was kind of like, some of these women were probably asking for it, but they were saying that her company, just as a result of her saying that, is probably going to take a hit. Take a hit.
Take a news dip.
Yeah.
What's her? Who is this? Diana Karen?
Karen. What is it? Donna Karen?
Who's Donna Karen?
I don't know. I'm not really caring about her.
Oh,
we have fun here.
Oh,
Monica, don't make that face.
She's a fashion designer.
Mm.
DK.
Oh, DK. DKNY? DK. Donna Karen, New York.
Is that it?
Is that what that means?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I had no idea either.
Damn, you're like a fucking detective.
Wow.
Way to go.
I just learned that. I've seen it for years.
Well, she's a designer, a fashion designer, right?
Well, I mean, she owns,
Or she just owns
She
it.
Launched her own company back in 1984.
Oh, okay.
That's older than me.
That's older than you.
It's all right.
There you go.
DKNY. About to take a dip because she's being a jerk. That's terrible. But let's see, what are they trading at? DK, and can you buy into them? I'm curious. No, it doesn't look like it's private. Or it doesn't look like it's public. So wait, then how can it take a dip if I can't get it?
Maybe just they were talking maybe just in overall sales.
Oh, maybe that's it. You'd think you'd be able to, like, DKNY has been around since 84. It would be public by now.
They're not?
I can't find it.
Well, I looked at I wanted to invest in IKEA. They're going to open up a new IKEA in Indianapolis. I think IKEA is kind of expanding a little bit more, but they're not like a publicly traded thing.
You can't get into IKEA?
I don't know why. I'll have to if anybody, I mean, I guess I could look it up, but
so you finally decided to pull the trigger on IKEA because of that new location in Indiana?
I just said they're you know, I look, Indiana people, people in Indiana, they love furniture.
Hey, I got a hot tip.
IKEA's
opening a store in Indianapolis. Oh, you're going to want to get in on
exactly.
that.
Their sales are about to skyrocket.
Listen, baby. If there's one thing I know, it's that people from the Midwest love to go buy shit.
Going
to
get all that Indiana money.
Yeah. That's the sweetest plum.
All that money in Indiana.
I don't like what this podcast has been become.
Yeah.
All right, we have final thoughts. Want to go around? Final thoughts before we get out of here?
Yeah. Somebody figure out why IKEA, why can't invest in IKEA, let me know. That's about it.
That's your final thought?
Yeah, my final thought. We'll be back next week. Spooky Halloween.
Yep. I mean, let's see. I want to see if there's any other news. Finance news. Ooh, big twice in a decade meeting in China may have a curious market impact.
Ooh.
So something's going to happen.
Your final thought is something's going to happen.
Yeah, I got a final thought. Something's about to happen.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I learned that only invest in companies that are older than you.
That's what you took from this?
That's what I took from this.
There's an IKEA in Indianapolis. It's coming.
Yeah. And DKNY is an initials plus New York.
Yeah, we learned a lot on this episode.
Oh, yeah. And everyone, I'm sure, who's tuning in, who knew this information already, got it refreshed.
Yeah, exactly.
At least it's refreshed in their mind.
And you get to see us grow. We learned a little bit more about the stock market. You know, we know about that we know that money, you're not guaranteed to make money if a small company buys a big company.
Yep.
We learned.
And invest in pumpkins.
Yes, this is, no, it's a little late.
Always a good idea.
Yeah.
Pumpkin, there's always money in
12 pumpkins. Months a year. Yeah. Pumpkins.
Pumpkins are always coming in.
Yeah. Always coming in.
So, bye.
All right, that's it. Email us, holdmybread@gmail.com, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Jeff Sheen.
Matt Backus.
Eric Monocle.
All right,
goodbye.
See you guys.